Number six is environment, the home environment, the work environment, and the community you live in. There is no doubt that the way that the mind maps external environments in the forms of, you know, buildings, the built environment, the inside of your home, your workplace, and so on, and links that to certain experiences, emotions, and behaviors is very powerful. The environment that we live in is both shaped by us and shapes us. And when we want to change our behavior, we need to be thinking about how the environment in which we live is actually aligned to the existing behavior and may well need to be reshaped and changed in order to align to a new set of behaviors that we are wishing to move to. The environment of the home needs to be a place that becomes aligned with the way of life that you're moving towards, as opposed to the way of living that you are trying to move away from or to change. The same goes for the workplace. How your environment at work reinforces your behavior is also supported by the way that your work colleagues might relate to you, your boss, your manager, or if you are the boss, then the environment in which you interact with the people that you manage. It is important that we consider all these different aspects in the environment when we think about the influences upon people and their change processes. What we do know is that it is a powerful part of the influence on us and has to be integrated into any change process that we are planning on making.